In Tecumseh, school leaders are moving forward with plans to demolish the Tecumseh Community Memorial Pool after engineers found serious structural concerns with the building. District officials say the decision centers on safety, and what comes next will involve community input. Director of Operations for Tecumseh Schools, Josh Madison, explains.
They found there was a serious degradation of the metal to a point where it is at a possible safety concern, that if we don't make some repairs, we don't do something with this roof, that there is a possibility that there could be some structural collapse. Again, a possibility, not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but we want to make sure that we're at least taking on our end the precautions necessary to make sure that the community and students are safe, and then move forward with the recommendations from our engineers, which were to demolish this building.
Madison says the engineering review focused on steel girders, roof supports, columns, and connecting structures. While a collapse is not considered imminent, the district says the risks increase over time if the building remains standing.
There were three options. One was for a selective demolition, which would pretty much demolish everything except the pool basin itself and then reconstruct around it. With that, like we talked about, there's a lot of concerns. There's some serious risks there because we don't know what we're getting into. There's a lot of unknowns, and it comes with a $15 million estimated price tag on top of that. Option two was to demolish the pool and then, like we recommended tonight, put together a community engagement group where the superintendent would lead that and talk about what do we do with the space once the pool is gone. And then option three, of course, would have been to still look at demolishing the pool, but then look at building a brand new aquatic facility somewhere else here in the district. So
the school board voted to move forward with demolition and begin the planning process. District officials say the superintendent-led committee will gather public input on future use of the site, while swim teams will continue using pools in neighboring districts during the transition. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.